Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, Charlie Romeliotis is with us. You know him. He covers the Hawks for us. Charlie, were you there when they were cleaning out the lockers? You're still there now, right?
Yes. Thank you, Lisa, for working around me. I know I had to push it back a few minutes, but Kyle Davidson just got done talking to the media for almost 40 minutes, and it went great. There was a lot of optimism this year at Locker Cleanout Day relative to last year, where it felt like there was a lot of disappointment and kind of dejection last year. There's a lot of hope going into next year or into the summer for the Blackhawks this season.
And, of course, they just re-signed him to a contract, right? So he's got to feel good.
Yeah, and it's got to be good, too, for Kyle Davidson to feel the support from the ownership, that knowing that the rebuild trajectory is on the, you know, it's really important, obviously, to have the ownership, because there are some teams in the NHL that maybe are going through a full teardown rebuild, but the ownership kind of pressures the management group to kind of speed it up, to accelerate it. But it was nice that Danny Wirtz, he spoke to the media yesterday during the first intermission and kind of gave Kyle Davidson and his staff a vote of confidence for the patient approach that they are taking.
Yeah, it's exciting time, Charlie. I know they've missed the playoffs. They finished near the bottom over the past 3 or 4 years. They're going to have another top four draft pick. But things are headed in the right direction. And most of what I heard from the locker room sound today, Charlie, they're thinking playoffs next year. And even a part of this season, Charlie, they were at least within striking distance of the playoffs. Then Connor got hurt, then Nazer got hurt, and then there was the trade deadline. Especially with the way the West looks right now, I think we should all be thinking playoffs going into next season.
Yeah, I think so too. And I don't know if I would put playoff expectations on next season, but I think they will be in the playoff conversation all season long. And you're right, we did see that for the first 3 months of the year, the Blackhawks were literally inside or a point away from being inside of a playoff berth in the Western Conference. Then Connor Bedard gets hurt on December 12th, and then a few games later, Frank Nazar gets hurt, and it's almost like it zapped the momentum and like the magic in the bottle that the Blackhawks had garnered over the last 3 months. And so they kind of had to recapture that magic when they both returned to the lineup. But I think next year, like if Connor Bedard can stay healthy for a full 82, if Frank Nazar can do the same, if some of the younger players can take a little bit of a step forward, and they had a very tough overtime / shootout record this year. I think there were 7-14 in overtime and shootout. Like if you flip that record next year, that alone, you're going to find yourself in the playoff conversation if everything else just stays the same.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The station's been playing a soundbite of Bedard. He seems to be in really great spirits.
He does, yeah, and he should, because he had a really strong year, and year two did not go the way that he wanted it to go. And a year ago when we were doing the same locker cleanout, like Connor Bedard was saying, I want to spend all summer radically changing my off season. I need to get faster. He respectfully declined representing Team Canada at the summer tournament that some of the players will participate, because he didn't want to disrupt his off-season training. And my goodness, did it pay off. And he's a pending restricted free agent going into the summer, so he is due a new contract. That's kind of going to be the big storyline of what that deal is going to look like, whether it's going to be a shorter term, whether it's going to be a longer term. I think the team probably prefers it to be a longer term, just so they have a better understanding of what their financial picture is going to be. But Connor Bedard, man, I can't say enough great things about how his season unfolded.
And there's no doubt that they lock him up in a contract, right? They're going to give him whatever his agent asks for.
100%. Yeah. This is, and Connor himself said, you know, if this isn't done in a month or 2 months, like nobody panic, like this is going to get done. And it's different too, because he's a restricted free agent, so he's still under contract for the Blackhawks for, I think it's like 7 or 8 years when you get drafted. So he's still property of the Blackhawks, and it's a deal that's going to get done. He's not an unrestricted free agent where if a deal doesn't get done, then you know, he turned, like Ilya Mikheyev, for example, he's an unrestricted free agent. If there's no deal done by July 1st, then he hits the open market to all 32 teams. But that's not the case with Connor.
Charlie, is a trade possible? I know Davidson wants to remain patient. He's got a lot of prospects, but am I crazy to think Austin Matthews is a possibility, an MVP winner with Toronto? Can we see a big blockbuster move at some point this offseason by the Hawks?
I'll say this. I think Kyle Davidson is itching to pull the trigger on the right move that makes sense, that could be a big splash, that is a top six forward, that can be a winger for Connor Bedard or Anton Frundell, however that ends up shaking out. Might not be Austin Matthews type level, but I would actually maybe look at another player on that team as Matthew Knies, who reportedly the Blackhawks actually tried to acquire a few years ago. He's a guy that's locked up long-term, more of a power forward type player. Now, it's easy for me to throw out a name like that. I'm just kind of using him as an example. The Toronto Maple Leafs would have to want to part ways with him because they're kind of at a crossroads right now as do they want to do a full teardown similar to the Blackhawks or do they want to retool on the fly? It sounds like they would like to retool on the fly, which means I doubt they would move a player like Matthew Knies. But if a player did become available that would fit the long-term trajectory of the rebuild, I think there's a reason why Kyle assembled some future first and second round picks in the year 2028, because he wants to not necessarily use those to draft more players, but he wants to use that as trade bait to go out and get a big fish, like you just mentioned.
So what do you think about next season? What's your prediction?
I'm going to say the Blackhawks will be playing very meaningful games up until the final week of the season. So whether that's, are they going to be in a playoff spot? I still think it's a long shot. It would be a really significant step for the Blackhawks to make the playoffs next year. But similar to what we saw the San Jose Sharks this year, they literally just got eliminated from the playoffs a couple days ago, and nobody expected them to be in the playoff conversation this year. And so I think the Blackhawks can be in that conversation next year where they might not make it, but I think they will be playing meaningful hockey games very deep into the season.
You've done great work this year, Charlie. It's been wonderful listening to you, and thank you for checking in today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And by the way, it's great to have you back.
Oh, thank you. That's Charlie Romeliotis. We're talking Hawks. And yes, they will be on this radio station again next season.